Hey friends, Ryan Jenkins, Grey Rock Realty Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about the work of Logan Modishami. I've been paying really close attention to him lately because his observations seem very consistent with what we're seeing in the field. You know, when I see people talk about a crash, you know, the housing has overheated to a point where it's going to crash. You know, I just don't see that. You know, because of credit profiles are very strong, so I don't think we're going to see a foreclosure crisis. The people that are buying homes right now are highly employable. They're being vetted by mortgage underwriters with incredible intensity. It's the opposite situation we have in 2008. You can't just go out and buy tons of investment properties with no money down like you could back then. Lending practices are very conservative. And so we just don't have that same type of credit bubble. So what we're experiencing right now is not a bubble. It's not a credit bubble like it was in 2008. It's simply the fact that rates have been persistently low and that there's more people coming into home buying age at a given time, the millennial population, than there ever has been in the history of our country. And one thing that I had never heard talked about that Logan has kind of shined light on for me is the persistent decline in interest rates over the last 40 years. He talks about the fact that, you know, since 1981, rates have trended downward despite going through various economic cycles, despite, you know, the Fed tapering their bond purchases, you know, quantitative easing one, QE2, QE3 all ended and rates did not all of a sudden spike. And that seems to be like that's the common knowledge that everybody, you know, thinks about is that, you know, as soon as the taper ends, oh my gosh, here we go. Like rates are going to go through the roof. And Logan says, respect that persistent decline in interest rates. You're seeing evidence of that right now. We've got that hot economic data, hot inflationary data, and mortgage rates are actually falling. So it seems like investors think that whatever action the Fed is going to take is going to be enough to cool the economy, to combat the inflation. You know, it doesn't seem like we're going to have runaway inflation, you know, if you know, the 10-year yield if is falling based on, you know, the data that's coming out right now. So all that to say, you know, we just don't see it in the cards that that we have a big correction in this market. And those are just some observations that I'd never heard before. You know, we continued to see rates low, but we didn't really have a lot of context around that, and Logan's given us that, which I'm very thankful for. So check out his work. You know, he talks also a lot about the fact that new construction, you know, everyone's like, well, we got to build more homes. And Logan's observations are that, for one, builders are building, you know, huge homes well above the median price point. And so, you know, all the new construction that's happening is adding higher end homes to the market. You know, it's not adding those, they're not building starter homes. They're also not overbuilding. You know, they're careful to hold back inventory. They're careful not to kind of create the same situation that they did in 2008, where there was overbuilding. And then that credit bubble, you know, absorbed all that overbuilding for a short period of time, and then the bottom fell out. So, just a couple of observations there. Again, check out his work, Logan Modishami, on Housing Wire. I think you'll find that fascinating. And then, you know, that's kind of on the national level. And then you combine that with the restriction in supply that we see in our local market because, you know, developers are not able to bring the number of housing units online that they want because they can't find water rights. You know, and that the, you know, population continues to rise in our market, and that people save a huge amount of money on property tax when they move to Colorado. And so if you're coming from the Northeast, if you're coming from, you know, the Pacific Northwest or California, despite, you know, median price of, you know, over 500,000 in Fort Collins right now, the fact that you're paying, you know, much lower sticker price for a home in combination with a lot of times saving thousands of dollars a month in property tax. Literally, we have people that are saving $1,500 a month in property tax by moving to Colorado. And you might say, well, you know, if they're coming from a place like Texas, they're going to have state income tax in Colorado. Well, if you're, you know, of retirement age and you don't have a lot of income, that state income tax doesn't make as big of a difference anymore. But that property tax never, the juice never stops running on that. And so Colorado continues to be a very attractive place for folks. So just want to check in with a little economic data. Love to hear some feedback from you guys. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.